A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, it's good to be with you. I'm Kyle Seeloff. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night at Marlins Park, the Marlins continued their three-series, nine-game homestand with their second of three against the St. Louis Cardinals. It was a battle between Dan Straley and Adam Wainwright. And with a recap, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, for seven innings tonight, it was a heck of a ballgame for the Marlins, but they let a 5-1 lead get away late. Their second blown lead late in the last several days. Remember that game Friday night in New York? 6-5, the Cardinals come from behind to steal it at Marlins Park. They've won the first two games of this three-game series. Dan Straley started for the Marlins tonight. Adam Wainwright on the mound for the Cardinals, and this ball game was scoreless all the way into the fifth inning. Straley did a nice job escaping a mess in the fourth. Cardinals trying to strike first had men at the corners with one out for their cleanup hitter, Jed Jerko. Jerko bounces one to third base. Dietrich down to second. That's one. Back to first. That's two. And Straley is out of the inning. Cards at first and third with one out. But the 5-4-3 double play extinguishes the threat. He would not, however, be as fortunate in the top of the fifth. The leadoff double by Yadier Molina. And with one out, up step Tommy Pham.
Here's a 2-2. And there's a ball powered on a line drive out into left center. That's going to give the Cardinals a run. Coming around third is Molina. Speeding into second base is Tommy Pham. He's got an RBI double. And the first run of the game has the Cardinals ahead 1-0.
Well, the Cardinals starter Adam Wainwright threw a complete game three-hit shutout against the Marlins in St. Louis last July. And he took a two-hit shutout into the fifth inning here tonight, leading 1-0, but the Marlins were able to finally break through without the benefit of a base hit in the inning. Derek Dietrich hit by a pitch for the sixth time this season to start things off. Justin Bour walked after a JT Riddle tapper back toward the pitcher. Got the runners to second and third with one out. Dan Straley, the pitcher, came to the plate for the Marlins, and the count went to 3-2.
Now the squeeze is on. Bunt is down first base side. Run is home. Throw to first for the out. A perfectly executed squeeze bunt done by Dan Straley and a great break by Derek Dietrich. Their only play was to first base. The game's tied at one.
It's a gutsy call by Tim Wallach, the Marlins bench coach, managing for Don Mattingly, who was ejected for the second game in a row. And a well-executed play by Dan Straley. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Miami Marlins, Greek Moving and Storage. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. So this was a 1-1 game into the sixth inning. Dan Straley set down the side in the top of the sixth. At that point, he retired five straight since the Pham RBI double. In the bottom of the sixth, the Marlins finally busted out against Adam Wainwright. The inning began with a single by JT Realmuto. He went to third base on a single by Ichiro. Marlins at the corners with nobody out. Marcelo Ozuna hit a comebacker to the pitcher. He was out 1-3. Ichiro took second. So with second and third and one out, they decided to intentionally walk Giancarlo Stanton. And then with three straight lefties coming up, Adam Wainwright's night was over. Mike Matheny making the move, bringing left-handed reliever Brett Cecil into the ballgame. We were tied at one. Marlins had him loaded with one out in the sixth. Lefty-lefty matchup, Cecil against Derek Dietrich.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a ball that takes the glove of the first baseman off, and the ball goes down the right field line. Home to score is Realmuto. Behind him is Ichiro. Coming around third and almost running through a stop sign is Giancarlo. Derek Dietrich ripped the ball hard down that line. The first baseman reached for it. The ball took his glove off, and the ball kept going down the line to the corner, fortunately. And so Derek Dietrich, with a double, knocks in two, and the Marlins have a 3-1 lead.
A big hit for Derek Dietrich, a big hit off a lefty for Derek Dietrich, which brings us to our Aquafina stat of the game. With that two-run double off Cecil, Derek Dietrich is now 6-10 this season against lefty pitchers with a double and four runs batted in. That's our Aquafina stat of the game, Aquafina for happy bodies. So the Marlins had a 3-1 lead, but they weren't done in that sixth inning. Next up, another lefty, Justin Bour.
The pitch to Bour, and a ball smacked on a line to right, and that's a base hit. Here comes Stanton home. Dietrich will come to third and be held up there, and the Marlins lead 4-1 on the hit by Justin Bour against the lefty. And so that move, which is the baseball move to make, blew up on the Cardinals.
And at that point, the Marlins had first and third with another lefty hitter, JT Riddle, coming up.
Then here's a ball driven on a line to the center fielder. There's the catch by Sierra. Tagging at third is Dietrich. He'll score. Marlins are up 5-1 against the Cardinals on a sack fly by JT Riddle.
So it was a 5-1 game through six. Things were looking good for the Marlins. They were looking even better when Dan Straley set on the side 1-2-3 in the top of the seventh inning. Straley done after seven tonight. He was able to retire each of the last eight Cardinals hitters he faced in this ball game. Straley, seven innings, three hits, allowed just one run. Walked one, struck out five, hit a batter, done after 92 pitches, 61 strikes. This one went to the bullpen with the Marlins up 5-1. Kyle Barrickle had allowed two runs all season when he came on to face the team that drafted him in inning number eight. And this inning got away from Bearclaw and the Marlins bullpen very quickly. It began with a double by Tommy Pham. Pham went to third base on a Magnuris Sierra single. And the Cardinals trailing 5-1 had men at the corners. Still nobody out for pinch hitter Matt Adams. 0-1 is in the air to left. Ozuna toward the line on the run. He slides for it and he can't catch it. Almost pulled it right off the ground. It's going to be a hit for Adams. In to score Pham. Sierra to third, and Adams ends up at second base. So the Cardinals with three straight hits to start this eighth inning, and now it's a 5-2 game. They get the tying man to the plate. Well, Colton Wong drew a walk, so the bases were full for St. Louis, bringing Randall Grichuk to the plate. Another 1-2, Bearclaw to Grichuk, and it's in the air to left, sending Ozuna back. He's onto the track in front of the Clevelander. He is just short of the wall, and he makes the catch. It'll be a sack fly. In from third, Sierra. It's a 5-3 game. Bearclaw finally records the first out here in the top of the eighth. But then he walked Matt Carpenter on a 3-2 pitch to reload the bases. That would be it for Bearclaw. He faced six batters, recorded only one out, with a two-run lead, 5-3. The Marlins turned this game over to Brad Ziegler. Bases loaded, one out in the eighth, and the first man he went after was Jed Jerko. A base hit might tie this game. 5-3 Miami in the eighth. Two runs in, bases loaded. Line drive, pass Riddle into left field for a hit. One run is in. Here comes the tying man to the plate. Ozuna's throw cut off. We've got a 5-5 game. The Cardinals have answered the Marlins 4-run sixth with four of their own here in the top of the eighth. Well, Ziegler would get Yadier Molina to pop foul to D. Gordon on a good play for the second out. And then Aledmys Diaz popped up to the catcher Real Muto, and the inning was over. But the Cardinals sent nine to the plate in the top of the eighth. They scored four runs on four hits, a couple of walks, a sack fly, and we had a brand new ball game at that point, 5-5. Trevor Rosenthal walked the leadoff man, Marcelo Ozuna, in the Marlins' half of the eighth inning. So the Marlins had a chance to take the lead, but Stanton popped to second. Dietrich hit a fly ball to left, and Justin Bour bounced back to the pitcher, so he went to the ninth. The Marlins 5 and the Cardinals 5. The Marlins brought A.J. Ramos into this ballgame. It's been about 2.5 weeks since A.J. last had a save opportunity. He has not allowed a run in a save chance. He's a perfect 3-for-3 when a save has been on the line. Tonight, just trying to keep this game tied. He got the first man, Tommy Pham, on a ground ball to short. Moises Sierra then hit a ball back up the middle. It went off A.J.'s glove, and it rolled toward the third base foul line. A.J. chased after it, and he made a wild, off-balance, desperation heave toward first base. He sailed the ball down the right field line. It was scored a single for Sierra, and E1 put him at second base. That was the go-ahead man in scoring position for pinch hitter Dexter Fowler.
A second look at the runner, now the pitch. And there's a ball shot out to right field. Stanton coming in, can't get it. He picks it up on one hop. Coming on is Sierra. The throw to the plate is not in time. Sierra goes in the back door, gets his hand on the dish, and the Cardinals have taken a 6-5 lead.
AJ came back to get Colton Wong to hit into a 4-6-3 double play. Wong went 0-for-4 tonight, walking once, but seeing his 13-game hitting streak come to an end, it was a 6-5 Cardinals lead into the bottom of the ninth. Their closer, Sungwan Oh, looking to slam the door, looking to record his eighth save of the season, and he made quick work of the bottom part of the Marlins lineup. JT Riddle grounded short for the first out of the ninth. Pinch hitter Tomas Tolis just up from AAA today, lined to left, and then D. Gordon fouled out to the left fielder, Tommy Pham, and this one belongs to the Cardinals by the final of 6-5. For St. Louis, six runs, nine hits, no errors, four men left. For the Marlins, five runs, six hits, a critical error in the ninth inning that led to an unearned run difference in the ballgame. Four left for Miami. Matt Bowman, the winner out of the bullpen, 2-1. A.J. Ramos, the loser, 1-2. Sunghwan Oh, save number 8. Time of the game was 2 hours, 56 minutes. And a crowd of 17,166 was here to see it. The Cardinals now have won 5 straight. They've won 15 of 20. They've won their last 8 in a row on the road. It's the longest road winning streak in Major League Baseball this year. They improved to 18-14 and continue atop the National League's Central Division. Now 9-6 on the road. As for the Marlins, the frustration mounting. They fall a season-high 6 games under 500 with this loss. They're 13-19. They've lost 11-14. They've dropped 14 of their last 20 games. Miami now 5-8 here at Marlins Park.
A 6-5 Cardinals victory after a come-from-behind win for the Redbirds last night at Marlins Park. The St. Louis Cardinals improved to 18-14. The Miami Marlins dropped to 13-19, a season worst 6 games under the 500 mark. Tonight, it's the last of 3 between the Marlins and the Cardinals. Tom Kohler versus Lance Lynn. It's a 7:10 first pitch. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. You can always join us on the Marlins Radio Network.